This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We continue with Masechta Moed Katan, Daf HaShavua, Yotes HaMebeis. So for those listening out there, we're positioning ourselves an Amud ahead. So this week we're doing Yotes HaMebeis and Daf Chaf. Okay, so the Gemara brought Machlekes, Rav and Rav Huna against Rav Sheshes. And that is, we know that if a person, according to the Mishnah, if somebody sat 3 days of Avelos before the Regel cuts off the Avelos. If somebody sat 2 days of Shiva before the Regel, we're going to see later in the Gemara today, you sit the 2 days and then you sit another 5 days after. But once you kept 3 days, which is the minimum of Avelos, so then the Yom Tov cuts off the Shiva. How about Shloshim? Likewise, if you sat 8 days before the Yom Tov, so then you sat 1 day of Shloshim, and then the Yom Tov cuts off the Shloshim. Now the question is, can Shloshim come back? Why? Regarding what would Shloshim come back? The Gemara is going to say, regarding if, why do we say it cuts off the Shloshim? Because we want you to be able to shave for Yom Tov. But if somebody didn't shave for Yom Tov, and they didn't take advantage, maybe now we're going to aser them to shave after the Yom Tov. The only reason we cut off the Shloshim is to allow you to shave for Yom Tov. If you don't take advantage of the Heter, so then we should impose upon you perhaps an Isser to shave after Yom Tov for the duration of the Shloshim, despite the fact the Shloshim was already cut off. So it's Machlokes Amaram. Amar Rav, we'll start from the Gemara on Yotes Amud Aleph. Amar Rav, Gezeras Batlu, the Gezerah of Shloshim is Batlu, Yomim Lai Batlu, the days are not Batlu, V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Gezeras Batlu, Yom Lai Batlu, the day, the Gezerah of Shloshim is Batlu, the days are not Batlu. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, Afilu Yomim Nami Batlu, even the days are also Batlu. Says the Gemara, my Taima. Now this is a very unusual maitaima. Usually maitaima means what? What's the reason? How do I know it's an unusual maitaima? Because Rashi says what? Kalaymar. Meaning to say, legabe what are the days not bata? Not why are the days. We're not about to offer a svara. But regarding what are the days not bata? Maitaima yamim lebata. They're not bata regarding shemloi gilach erev haregel, if you didn't shave erev yamtif, also legalech achar regel. You're not to shave after the Yom Tov for 30 days. So v'hatanya, now this v'hatanya is b'nichusa.
Not 30 days, you mean like
plus,
like together 30 days, not additional 30 days.
No, if there's only 2 days before. You don't know if you kept 7 days before the other, the 8 days, is it another 30 or another 22?
Right, when does the Shloshim start?
L'char another 22.
Or Rashi says kol shloshim.
Right.
It doesn't say oid shloshim, you know.
So not sure, but I think right. So now we begin. The Tanya, this is a support. It's interesting. Usually Rashi says benichusa. Here he says a siata.
Is there a difference?
It means the same thing. Just some say the lush and Rashi usually uses. And with the way Tosis quotes over Rashi, Tosis quotes him benichusa. The Tanya, we once pointed out, there are various maduras of Rashi, so sometimes Tosis quotes, sometimes you want to, Tosis quotes Rashi, that's not what Rashi said. Tosis didn't, had a different madura of the Rashi that we have on the side of the page. But Tanya, HaKoyves Meso Shloshi Yamim Koydim L'Regel, if you bury the mess 3 days before the Regel, Batla Himenu Gzeras Shiva. Shiva is Batal. Shmoina Yamim Koydim L'Regel, someone buries his mace 8 days before the Regel, Batla Himenu Gzeras Shloshim. The Gzer of Shloshim is Batal. Umegaleach erev haregel. Now, if you buried the mess 8 days before the regel, then you're allowed to shave erev yom tov on the 8th day. Imloy gileach gil imloy gileach erev haregel. If you didn't shave erev yom tov, also legaleach achar regel. It's also to shave after the yom tov. Who is this in support of? Rav and Rav Huna. Gezeras batlu, yomim loy batlu. Abba Shol says, mutu legaleach acha haregel. You're allowed to shave after the Yom Tov. Why? Because it's shloshim is batel. We're not going to knas you. What's the swara? Shekeshem shemitzvas shloisha mevatelas gezeras shiva. Just like the mitzvah of keeping 3 days of avelos is mevatel the gzera of Shiva, that if you kept 3 days of Avelus before Yom Tov, it's mevatel the 7 days, and you don't have to keep the 7 days. So too, kach mitzvah Shiva mevatelas gzera shloshim. So too, the mitzvah of Shiva is mevatel the gzera of shloshim. Now, what does this mean? What is this svar of kishem that Avashol is using? Let's see Rashi. Shekashem Shem mitzvahs shloisha mivatos gzeras shiva. Dechi kavar meisoy shloisha yom lefnei regel. If you bury the dead 3 days before the Yom Tov, eino yoshev lacha regel klum, you don't have to sit anything after the Yom Tov. Kach, so too, mitzvahs shiva, the Bach says, the mitzvah of keeping shiva, mivatos gzeras shloisha. Dechi kavar meisoy, 1 second, shiva yomim, kaidim regel. If you bury the mess 7 days before the regal, but let me mention gzera shloshim. Why? Da'afilu lagilach erev haregal megalech achar regal. So the same way, if you kept 3 days of avelos, then the avelos is batal. So too, if you kept 7 days of avelos, the shloshim is batal. Now the Gemara is going to ask, 7 days? I thought you need 8 days for the shloshim to be batal. And the Gemara is going to say, this is an Abishol. But Abishol not only holds that yamim badlu, but he also holds miksas hayam kukulai, and the shloshim begins on day 7. But still, the svara that he said, the kashem doesn't really make sense. Just like if you keep 3 days of shiva, that the yom tif is mevatel the shiva, so too, it's mevatel the shloshim. What's the so too?
Because you're not shaving.
What do you mean? Explain.
3 days.
Just like it's mevatel the 3 days.
Just like the 3 days before Yom Tov, it's mevatel the Shiva, even though you don't shave coming into the regal.
That's because you're not allowed to.
Right. So that's what it's saying. So,
but here, you were allowed to. The whole svara is, you were allowed to shave. So why didn't you? So we're going to knas you.
Okay, so right.
You know, what's the kashem? That's what I understand.
So well, where does it say that it's tama knas? Rashi doesn't say. Where
Who says the pshat is that it's a knas?
It's also knas. Right, if it was a knas, so here we're kindness you, and there we're not kindness you.
Why would
that be a knas? Because you should have shaved coming into Yom Tov. That was the whole purpose of being mevatel.
But you
really
have to do it on 7.
Look at right. Rashi Ksaviyad. Let's see if we could. You have the Rashi Ksaviyad. The third line. Shekashem shemitzas shloisha hecha dinoag shloisha yomim avilas kodim aregel mevatelas gzera shiva dahasam leka lameimar. There you can't say gilach v'loy gilach. He did shave, he didn't shave. Right? There's no differentiation whether he shaved or not. Why? Because he's not allowed to. Kach mitzvah zayin, shekom shem gomel, v'lazhoshem, ben gilach. Meaning, it has to be parallel. Just like by Avelos, it doesn't matter whether you shaved or not. Well, that's because you can't.
Right.
So I don't really understand. So, but it seems like it's going to be parallel. The same way, regardless, Avelos is batal, so to regardless, Shloshim is batal. I just don't understand. I thought there was a svara to say that if you didn't take advantage of the ability to shave Erev Yom Tov, we're not going to let you after. Okay, but apparently Abishol feels it has to be parallel. So now the Gemara kicks in
so
right away.
So we do hold our days too, like person sits 2 days and then he can sit Shiva for additional 5 days?
After no. No, we hold, even if Shiva is a few moments.
Right.
It's
Mevatel. We're talking about just general.
No, we're talking about the Shita of this Tana, and the Shita of the Tana in the Mishnah, who holds you have to do at least 3 days.
Oh, okay, so it's not what we do.
We don't do that, but that's what the Shita that we had so far holds. So it's Gemara Shiva, V'hanan Shmoina Tanan, 7, but we learned 8. Says Gemara, Kesavar Abishol, Miksasayim Kekulai. Abishol holds part of a day is like a whole day. V'yoim Shvi. And the 7th day, oy loy lekan lekan, works for what? Shiva and Shloshim. Now it's interesting. So why? What about at night? In other words, does the Shiva end at night? No, mixes hayoyim. It's only the daytime hours, yeah? Fine. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Rav Chisda said, in the name of Ravina Bar Shila, halacha ka Abishol, we hold like Abishol. By the way, in a previous year I made a mistake. I said the halacha is like the chachamim. I was mistaken. This is how we pass them. We pass like Abishol, miktas hayom kukulai. Okay, that's what we pass them. Meaning, when do people get up from shiva?
Morning.
On the 7th day, right? And then the shloshim starts that day. The halacha is like Abishol. And now we're quoting something we said earlier on Daf Yud Zayin. Umoidim chachomim labashol. The rabbis agree to Abashol that what? That there is a time that the chachomim agree makes a sayyum kukulai. And that is if the chachomim hold you need to have what? At least an eighth day before the regal. However, the moidik shachal shmini shal aliyos b'shabbos. If the eighth day of Avelos comes out on Shabbos, then are you allowed to shave? Erev Haregel, meaning if the eighth day is Shabbos, Erev Yom Tif, the eighth day of Avelos is Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tif, Shemotel Legalech Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to shave on Friday. It's middle of Shiva according to the Chachamim. Nobody would say you're allowed to shave in the middle of Shiva. The answer is, in such a case, they're moided to the principle of Mixasayim Kukulai.
What's the Svara of doing there?
Lekavod Yom Tif. Either it is
or it isn't. Like, how could you say mitzvahs against the good with the problem?
You could say
I'll cover the yant, but why not tzvari? Why do you have to come out to the tzvari?
Why do you need mitzvahs against kukulai?
Yeah. If a lag baimer falls out on Sunday,
you're a lot of shame.
I think it would be a din d'rabbanan. Avela shiva. If you say it's a din d'rabbanan, which pashas it would be, because remember we had Tosfos says yom rishon is d'raisa, but from there on not. So with d'rabbanan, there's a svara mixes ayam kukulai, and the chachamim subscribe to it b'shas atchak. Okay, next shtickle, the same thing. Kaman Ozla, in accordance with who does it go like? Hada Amar of Amram Amarav, that which of Amram said the name of Rav. Ovel, a mourner, Kivon She'amdu Menachamin Me'atzai, once the consolers leave, Mutter Berchitzi, he could ready take a shower, take a bath. Because we know, by the way, during Shiva, you're not allowed to take a hot shower. Even during Shloshim, you're not allowed to take a long hot shower. You have to be brief. So, we're from, in accordance with who do we learn that once the Menachemim leave and they get up, you're allowed to bathe? Ka'abashol, command Ka'abashol. What if Nebuch, the guy, is a loner? Nobody comes to Menachem Avil on the seventh day. You have to keep the whole day. It's also Pella. Miksas nihug avelos kukula. But if you're not knowing avelos because no one's Menachem you, yeah, you didn't keep the seventh day. That's the ritva. That's a chiddush, no? That's an amazing chiddush.
Sitting on the
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it fall? You sat on the floor, but you're not. No one was menachem you. It's interesting. You only personally is a din avel if they're menachem you.
If a doctor doesn't document in the chart, it never happened.
If you don't bill the hour and you didn't write. Amar Abaye halacha ka'abashol. Okay, we're gonna have three shittas now. Abaye says halacha is like abashol b'yom shiva. That the seventh day is Mixasayim Kukulai. Umoydim Chachomim LaAbashol B'yom Shloshim. Now, if Abashol subscribes to Mixasayim Kukulai, presumably he subscribes to it in Shiva. He subscribes to it with what? Excuse me, Shloshim. And Abaye holds that the Chachomim agree to Abashol that you hold off Mixasayim Kukulai for Shloshim. B'yom Shloshim Kukulai. Rava Omar. Okay, so that's the Shita of Abaye. You got Abaye Shita? Abaye Shita is that Abashol holds a Mitzvah Kukulai for Shiva, and we hold like him. And Legabi Mitzvah Kukulai, everybody of Shloshim, everybody holds of Mitzvah Sayyam Kukulai by Shloshim. Rava Omar, Halacha ka Abashol b'yom Shloshim. Rava says Halacha is like Abashol on day 30. Meaning, Rava holds, the Chachamim argue and dispute Mixasayim Kukulai not only by Shiva but by Shloshim also. But we paskin like Abashol for Shloshim, but we don't paskin like Abashol for Shiva. V'ein halacha k'Abashol b'yom Shiva. And how do we paskin? V'neradoi Amri, Neradoi says, halacha k'Abashol b'zu b'zu. That really they argue both by Shiva and by Shloshim Abashol subscribes to Mixasayim Kukulai, Chachamim don't. And the halacha is like Abishol by both. Why? To Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hameikel ba'avel. And when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, we are lenient. Now, this is important. Because we said over from Tosfos, Anav Chav Dalet, that the svara of halacha kedivrei hameikel ba'avelos is only by? Tanoim. That's why Neradoi is saying, we hold Chachomim and Abba Shor are both Tanoim. They argue by both. And we're Mekel by both because Allah is Mekel by Avel. But we still don't know. Us sitting in the room don't know. Do we pass in like Abayi Rav or Nerdoi, Lekul Lechumra? Because Legabe them, Legabe them Achlekes, for us, it's a Machlekes Amoram. And you can't apply the rule of mixes of halacha kederi amekel by machlokes amaram, only by machlokes tanan. L'maisa, we do paskin l'kula anyway. We do paskin like Abashol by both. Look at Toisus. Nira the halacha, second Toisus, the halacha kemoise b'chol mai de polagatanakama. Bein b'mixes ayam kukulai, bein le'inyan imloi gilach. We paskin like him by everything. Bain mixes him kukulai. And remember we had earlier Abba Shaul held that even if you didn't shave Erev Yom Tif, you could shave after. Fine. Shloshim Yom Minalan. Where does Shloshim come from? Where does Shloshim, who made up this thing of Shloshim? Now what are the halachas of Shloshim? You can't take a haircut, can't launder. Says Gemara, Yalef Para Para Minazir. We learn out Para Para from a Nazir. Ksiv Hacha. It says over here, Rashechem Al Tifra'u. It says by when Nadav and Avihu passed away, Moshe said to Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar, don't let your hair grow long. But that means other Avelim have to have their hair grow long. Now, what does it mean to grow long? Ksiv Hasim, it says by Nazir, Gadel Para Sa'aroshai. You should grow the para of your head. Malahalon shloshim, just like by a nazir, it's 30 days. Avkan shloshim. So too, by avelos, you have to grow a para, which is 30 days. Now, how do we know nazir is 30 days? V'hasam inalim. How do we know nazir is 30 days? So now we're going to quote a gemara we had in Tainas Yudzaynam and Aleph, Amar Rav Masna, Stam nazir shloshim yayim. My taima. What's the reason? Amar kra, kadosh yiyya. Says that the nazir, he should be holy. Yia b'gematria tlasen havu. Yia is gematria, 30.
No, it's not. I'm saying it's not one of the Yirgimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim
Asmach the Bama. We're not going to derive it through Gematria.
But it shows you the strength of a Gematria.
Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, says, Hakol Moedin, everyone agrees, Kishachal Shlishi Shalai Liyos Erev HaRegel. Let's say the third day comes out Erev Yom Tov. Now we said before that Yom Tov pushes off Shiva if you do 3 days. Now we know when Yom Tov pushes off Shloshim on the eighth day, you're allowed to shave already before Yom Tov. But when Yom Tov is pushing off Shiva after 3 days, you can't take a bath on the third day. You have to have 3 full days. So when are you going
to
take a bath?
According to Abba Shaul.
Even according to Abba Shaul.
So there's no mixes.
There's no mixes Yom Kukula on the third day. Okay? Right, even according to Abba Shaul. That's the point. Rashi says, now what does it mean? It's Asar B'chitza Ado Erev. Devadai Shaloi Shleiman Be'inan. You need 3 full days. Ado Erev. V'lo Erev Roicheitz B'tsoinein. In the evening, you have to bathe in cold water. On Yom Tov, you're going to bathe. In other words, you have to wait 3 full days. You have to observe 3 full days of Yom Tov, of Avelos. And when are you going to bathe? On Yom Tov. Now, on Yom Tov, you're not going to bathe in hot water. So you bathe in cold water. Oy, you wait to Chol HaMoed and take a hot shower then. That's a big chiddush. Okay. Amar Rav Nechemia, Braid Rav Yeshua. Rav Nechemia, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, Ashke Chatinu L'Rav Papi. I found that Rav Papi, L'Rav Papa, the Yazvi V'Kamri, that they were sitting and saying, Halacha Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, that Halacha is like Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, that what? That Hakom Moedin, that when the third day falls out on Erev Yom Tov, that it's Asur Baruchitza until the evening.
Where did we see Sholosh is,
That's the teaching of Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua.
source.
He's saying a svara. Well, look it back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Why do you have to? Why don't we say that if you keep one day of Shiva, the regular is mavato?" So there's a concept that Ikar Avelos is three days, even though it's also it's hard to understand. Why would that be? According to Tosfos on Yodalet on the days, Tosfos says Avelos Ika say the right. The Shita of the Rambam. That's not in Tosfos. The Shita of the Rambam is Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. But still, there's a Svara that Ikar Avelos is 3 days.
Svara or. What's a svara that anything that's
the few days are the harshest. So you're saying why three instead of two?
Yeah. Well, where's it coming from? Usually it's always source something. Just like we just came, I was 30. You have a Ketera Shava from Nazir. I'm saying where's three from?
Mishnah.
Look in Tosis on Yud Testament Aleph. Tosis says. Kachu Ikar Avelos Lekama Mili for many things the first 3 days, and Amrinan Lekamon Shloisha Yomim Lepchi.
The first Rashi in the Mishnah says Hayil VeIkar Avelos Einayel Shloisha Yomim.
So, but what does that mean? Let's according to the Rambam. Avelos Yom Rishon is Dereisa, and the rest is Derabana. So, where does 3 days come? The Gemara says later that you're not to cry more than 3 days. You're not to cry for more than 3 days. There's a concept. Let's see. Hopefully, we'll. And you're now allowed to cry more. You're
not
crying from. Okay. Amar of Nechemia, Ika da Amri. Some say a different version. Amar of Nechemia, Beid Rav Yosef, Ashka Chatinu, Rav Papa, Rav Papa. Olav Huna, Braid Rabbi Shua, Diyasu, Kaamri, Hakomoidim, everyone agrees, Shemchal, Shlishi, Shaloi, Leos, Erev, Arego, Shasu, Rechitzad, Erev. The same thing, where instead of Reb Nechemia, Braid Rabbi Shua, it's Reb Nechemia, Braid Rabbi Yosef. Fine. Boy, Mine, Abaye, Me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba. Kavroi, Beregel. If let's say Lailena, somebody buried a relative on Yom Tov. So we all know that what? The Shiva's pushed off. The Shaila is Regel Oilo Loilo Minyan Shloishim or Ain Regel Oilo Minyan. Could you start counting the Shloishim at least? You can't count the Shiva. Now why can't you count the Shiva? You can't not wear shoes on Yom Tov. You can't turn over your bed on Yom Tov. All the practices of Shiva, you cannot accustom yourself in on Yom Tov. But the Shaila is Shloishim, the restrictions of Shloishim, anyway you're keeping on Yom Tov. What is that?
Not
taking your haircut.
You're not showering.
No,
on Chol Hamoed.
On Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed.
You're allowed to bury on Yom Tov?
No, on the second day, Ayidei Akum, we had in Beah.
Right, I'm saying.
Different scenarios. Maybe on the second day, Ayidei Akum. But, Kerver Rego, let's say Chol Hamoed. So the Shaila is, you're being noyeg the restrictions of Shloshim. You're not doing laundry. You're not taking a haircut. So if you're being noyeg, the nihuge avelos, so let's start the count of the shloshim.
Why can't we say like Allah gudivrei makeup avel, like we said before? So it would be Michael in general.
That's when you have a machlokes, but now we want to know what does anyone hold? We don't have a shita. We're trying to develop the shita. Now what's the shaila? Why would do we say you can't start the shloshim before the shiva? We just say no. Why not? Here you could. Because you can't be noig shiva and you could be noig shloisha. That's how the Karen Aruch explains it. He says like this: Boimine abai mirabba kavroi beregel. If you buried a mess on the regel oilo loilo minyan shloishim, is the regel count toward 30? I ain regel oilo loilo minyan shloishim. Luminyan shiva loy kami baili. To start the count of shiva, there's no shaila. Why? It's loy noaga mitzvah shiva beregel. The mitzvah of shiva is not noig on the regel. Rashi says, certainly Yom Tov is not going to work for Shiva. Devadai loy nohaga mitzvah Shiva beregel. Toha enoy also benilas hasandal. You're not also to wear shoes on Yom Tov. Veinu noig b'kviyas hamita. You're not to turn over your bed. And you could add, you're not going to... Yeah, right? Those are the two things. There's a machloikis rishonim. Whether tashmish hamita is also on the regel. Toises amid dvar mishabat sinanoy again, like it's mentioned in the first parak of Ksubis. Like, what does it say? Kolay sinayomim hu yashin manoshim hu yishen ben anoshim. Other rishonim say. Now we believe we pass in dvar mishabat sinanoy is noyeg ad kedei kach. By Tisha B'av we're also machmer. By Tisha B'av is what? Correct. Ashkenazim are machmer by Tisha B'av. Correct. The Mechaber is Mekel. The Ramo is machmer. But I'm not sure that the Sfaradim, they go like the Mechaber? The Mechaber is Mekel.
Yeah, I don't know about...
What?
By Tisha B'av, yeah.
By Tisha B'av, yeah?
Yeah.
Because even by Ashkenazim, the Ramo is machmer, but the Mishnah Berurah says if it's Yom Tvila, you could be Mekel. Okay. But I believe we're machmer by Avelos. Anyway, but shloishim, ki kami boyle min shloishim. The kanoaga mitzvah shloishim beregel. The mitzvah of shloishim is noyeg beregel. Mais, what's the halacha? Rashi says the hanoaga mitzvah shloishim beregel. The beregel nami aser begiyo to the tasbaras kishloishim. During the yom tov, anyway, you can't iron, you can't take a haircut like shloishim. So anyway, you're being noyeg the restrictions. Or do we say like Sroli said, the svaras? How could you keep shloishim before the shiva? That was a shaila Abai had from Rabba. Amar le einoy oila. Rabba said it doesn't count.
But yet you have to do all these things.
Right? You're doing it al tziyamtif. It can't count toward the shloishim. You're not doing it out shiva. You're doing it out shleishim.
Why doesn't the Gemara talk about stam in a yomtiv? You're v'yisaach sameach, as opposed to during shiv and shleishim. You're an avelus, meaning it's the whole.
So it's
feel.
It's contrary
it's
to it.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, it's a good svar, but I don't know if it's absolutely conclusive. Maybe you'll say that, so you'll be b'simcha, but at the end of the day, you're being noig the restrictions of Avila, so let it count. Yeah, we're going to hold it over here, Rabbi Say. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.